step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Performance.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Huskies and the Kraken. Seattle Sports Radio 950. KJR.
Keeler has the snap. Play fake. Guns it out to D. Eskridge. Got by the defender. He may go to the house again. He's to midfield to the 40. It's a foot race. D to the 25, 20, 15, 10. Down to the 5. Down to the 3, 2, 1. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Western Michigan. D. Eskridge. 85 yards to the house.
I love it. That is the voice of Robin Hook, who joined us on the radio show yesterday, the play-by-play man for Western Michigan University. And joining us right now on the program for the first time, the first member of the Seahawks 2021 draft class, wide receiver in the second round, 56 overall, Dwayne Eskridge is with us. And Dwayne, first of all, thanks for doing this, man. And then second of all, what does a kid who grew up in Indiana and played football at Western Michigan know about his new home in the city of Seattle?
I know little to nothing about the city of Seattle. I do know the big pointy thing that's downtown, the big building that spins around. I saw a picture of that before, and I'm learning more about the 12s and the fan base. So, you know, I'm coming in on a clean slate to be able to learn everything. I'm looking forward to it.
So you must have some memories of that dynamic 2013 Seahawks Super Bowl champion team. What are they?
Yeah, I know all of those guys. I've watched them play and stuff like that. But I never really got too much into it when I was younger. I was always the kid that played football more so than watched football. So I was always trying to do more than I saw. But I definitely know those guys and paid attention to them a lot of years. And I always loved Marshawn Lynch. That was probably one of my favorite players ever. So I was in tune, just not as in tune, you know, thinking I was going to be a Seahawk one day.
I assume growing up in Indiana, you were a big Colts fan. Did you have a favorite team and a favorite player that you like to kind of model your game after?
Yeah, my favorite player, I didn't have a favorite team. My favorite players was Marshawn Lynch and Adrian Peterson. Those are my two favorites right there.
So you've mentioned Marshawn Lynch a couple of times. Obviously, you're a fan of Beast Mode. What made you such a big fan? And did you run the ball? Were you running back in youth football back then?
Yeah, I played running back all up until my freshman year of college. So peewee, high school, all that, I was always a running back. And then once I got here, I transitioned then to being a receiver. But I always liked Marshawn, but for one, for the type of person he was, you know, I loved his personality. You know, no one could really tell him how to be him. You know, he was always him more so than anybody. And then I always just thought it was funny, you know, with him in the interviews. So, you know, he gained my respect there, too. And, you know, I always just wanted to play running back like it since I played running back.
Well, talk about then the move to wide receiver, Dwayne. Why did you make that move, and whose idea was that initially?
I moved my freshman year. That was T.J. Flick. He's at Minnesota now, and he just always has bigger plans for, you know, the guys that are coming in, the young guys. You know, it always ends up working out for us later on in our college careers.
So was there any hesitation to move from running back to wide receiver? What were your thoughts of that move your freshman year?
I don't really have a reaction. My one goal that year was to not redshirt. So whatever way to get me on the field to not redshirt, you know, I was going to do that regardless. So I didn't really feel the type of way at all.
Well, that's a hell of a story, Dwayne. Again, Dwayne Eskridge with us, the Seahawks second-round draft pick out of Western Michigan. If I put you in a time machine, you went back 4 or 5 years, and I told you, hey, you're a star running back in high school, but you're going to be a second-round draft pick in the NFL at wide receiver, would you have bought that for yourself?
Yeah, I definitely would have believed it. You know, I just – but I'm glad I didn't hear that early on, you know, because I was always a guy that was just grinding. You know, every year of my college career, I got better in some form or some way. You know, I just kept on working, kept on competing, being the person that I was. And then, you know, it worked out. All that stuff that I put on top of the foundation that I had built, you know, we're adding more to it now.
Dwayne, people like to bring up your height. Does that pigeonhole you a little bit when they say, you're a short guy, you're a slot-type wide receiver? How much does that bother you?
Nah, it doesn't bother me. A lot of the people that bring up my height don't play football. So, you know, I just kind of take that with a grain of salt.
Well, Dwayne Eskridge again is with us from the Seahawks, rookie wide receiver. Your head coach, Tim Lester, was on the air with us yesterday, Dwayne, and he mentioned a couple times that you would bug him and ask him to get to run the ball while you were in college. I wonder if you plan on bugging Pete and Coach Waldron to get to carry the rock a little bit here.
Yeah, I wouldn't too much bug him, but, you know, I definitely got a lot of versatility to be able to go back there and do some things. Whatever it may bring. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to definitely being utilized the way that Coach Carroll and them, they've done in the past. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Coach Lester yesterday told us that he didn't have you return punts because he just likes guys to put their hand up and call for fair catches. But I know you did it in the pro day. What's your interest level of returning punts at the NFL level?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'll be back there.
Has Coach Carroll talked to you about special teams, specifically returning punts in Seattle?
We haven't talked too much about the football X's and O's just yet. It's just more about, you know, this process right now. So once I get up there, you know, I'll be very looking forward to seeing what we want to talk about. But we haven't talked about too much just yet.
Dwayne Eskridge, again, our guest, Seahawks second round draft pick. We all know about you playing cornerback at Western Michigan. Tell me about why that move was made as you look back on that transformation to corner for a season.
Yeah, so the team we needed a corner. You know, we was kind of low in that depth chart on that side, and then Coach Lester, he approached me with it, and I ended up going over there my true senior year and became the best corner and the best receiver on the team. And it was a lot of great times. I liked the physicality part of it, and you know, my true senior year my redshirt senior year I came back playing receiver, and you know, I'm glad I put that in my arsenal.
So, Dwayne, playing on the other side of the ball, how did that help you become a better wide receiver when you returned to wideout?
Yeah, it helped me a lot. It helped me more so on offense than it did help me on defense. It slowed the game down a lot for me. You know, I started thinking about how vulnerable a corner really is when it comes to guarding. I put the example in my head, what if I was guarding me at corner? What could I do to make me feel uncomfortable? And, you know, just having those thoughts, you know, it took me a long way.
There's been a lot of comparisons made. Everybody likes to see comps, Dwayne, when rookies come into the NFL, and your play-by-play man, Robin Hook, was on the air with us yesterday, and we asked him for a comp, and he said Antonio Brown. And I wonder if you think that's fair.
Yeah, I think there's definitely some qualities that collide. You know, first off, he's just a dog receiver. You know, he can take contested, he can make contested catches, and you know, the way he plays the game. You know, so I definitely feel like it's some form of comparison there.
Well, Dwayne, another thing Coach Lester told us, that you're very, very fast, but you're not quite as fast as your buddy Levante Bellamy, who plays for the Broncos right now. Is Coach right about that?
No, he's dead wrong. But we'll keep it at that, you know. Whatever. At the end of the day, I race, I don't talk about it, so, you know, whatever it is.
What's your relationship with Levante Bellamy, by the way, Dwayne? For those that don't know, tell us about it.
That's my guy. He was there. He came to my draft party later on in the day. So he's a good dude. You know, he's been kind of kicking it since I pretty much got to Western.
So when you're not playing football, Dwayne, what do we find you doing? What are your hobbies?
So I got two dogs. So I love just taking them out in nature, you know, being able for them to just run around and me being able to walk with them. Me being able to walk with them and seeing some different things. I love to fish, cook steaks, just stuff like that. You know, it doesn't take too much for me.
Dwayne Eskridge with us, Seahawks second-round draft pick. Have you had a chance yet, Dwayne, to talk with your quarterback, Russell Wilson? Has he called yet?
Yeah, he had called me after I got drafted.
How was that talk with number three? Tell us more about it.
It was great. You know, he's a great guy, I can already tell. You know, he was just welcoming me to the team, you know. And he just told me, let's get to work, you know, and that's all it is. And I'm ready to go out there and work with him.
So finally, Dwayne, for those that haven't seen you play football yet, what are you going to bring to the Seattle Seahawks franchise?
Explosiveness. More than we already have at the Seahawks right now. So, you know, it'll be good to compliment the other guys' explosiveness and then to take it to another level.
Dwayne, this was fun, man. It's great to have you on. We're looking forward to seeing you in action come September. Best of luck. Stay safe, and we'll talk down the road, man. Appreciate this,
pal. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Great stuff from Dwayne Eskridge. We'll get a break. A lot more to get to on a busy Tuesday afternoon, including John Wilder joining us on the radio show, courtesy of Simply Seattle 420, right here on Softie and Dick on 950 KJ.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.